gentlemen, thank you very much. Some bold predictions from Lincoln Financial Field. Alex, I will let you go first.
Well, Dave, a lot of the talk this week has centered around LeSean McCoy, and rightfully so. Eagles all-time leading rusher coming back for the first time as a visitor here to Lincoln Financial Field. But I want to talk about the opposite end of that trade, and that's Kiko Alonso. I think today, nobody's been talking about Alonso. I think he forces a turnover today, whether he gets his second interception of the season or he forces a fumble. I think Alonso plays a big role on the Eagles' defense. And then on the offensive side of the ball for the Eagles, remember, the Buffalo Bills are without Stephon Gilmore. He's their top cornerback, maybe one of the top cornerbacks in the AFC. So without Gilmore on the outside, I think that the Bills spend a little bit of safety help on the outside, and that frees up Zach Ertz down the middle of the field for the Eagles. I think Zach Ertz goes for 2 touchdowns today here at Lincoln Financial Field.
All right, that's good. That sounds really good. I'm going to start on the defensive side of the ball, and I know LeSean McCoy has been the big topic of conversation, and I say the Eagles defense rises up and plays its most disciplined, tackles its best, its most intense game of the season, and holds McCoy to 70 yards or less.
I'll take that.
Of rushing, okay? That receiving game will be a little bit more difficult, but I say 70 yards or less for McCoy in the run game. And then on offense, I'm going to agree with you that the loss of Gilmore will impact the Bills, and I do think the middle of the area, middle of the field is a great area. But I think that Nelson Agholor comes through today with 4 receptions, the first-round draft pick, gets some balls thrown his way. Back to you at the NovaCare Complex.